English word makers. Lots of things about Christmas are old. You know, this came out of the about 300 with Boniface. He's like one of the great saints of old. And he's walking in the woods. He's praying in the woods. And he saw the spruce tree. He saw the tree. And he saw it like this, pointing up. And it was such a challenge to him. It was pointing him up to heaven. And he thought of Jesus having hung on a cross. And that was the way he got there. So he brought the tree in. That's how he got the first tree. It has nothing to do with the secular world out there. And you've got lights on them. Well, they're lights and bulbs and globes now. Some of you were here with me doing the Reformation lecture, 31st of October. Do you know who put candles on a tree? That's the first light, the candles on a tree. It was Martin Luther. He'd stumbled across this great truth of justification by faith, of Christ bringing light into his life. So when it came to Christmas, he put candles on the tree. Do you know what they did after that? They put the lights there. But you know what? Why they were putting lights, candles? They put candles in their windows. So if poor people are walking by, say, you can have a meal. We'll give you a meal. That's how candles in the window. Then all down the east and the west coast here of the United Kingdom, because of the storm, we didn't have lights and things. People would put candles in the fishing villages. They would put candles in their windows. So when the guys are out there in the storm, in the dark, they'd see just the twinkling of the little light. And they know that was home. They could sail safely in. And we put lights on our tree now to tell you about the one who came to be the light of the world. I don't have the time. I could keep you now for another hour telling you some of the great things. Look them up. Find them out. They don't come with Tesco's and Waitrose and all these other places. They come because people have had an experience of God. We're all on a journey. It all along the way. Tomorrow, how old are you tomorrow? 11 tomorrow. 11 years tomorrow. And she's already making memories. And Caleb's following behind her. And all of you, on your journey, day in, day out, you're collecting memories. You're getting involved with others. Maybe at the end of this year, a bit wiser. But what you've found is life is a mixture of sunshine and rain, laughter and tears, pleasure and pain. And there have been some low times and some high times. You've had moments that have brought losses, and then other moments have brought gains. And in the process of all of that, you've had this rewarding experience called life. And so we come here this morning and we have a story. Even the youngest, we have a story to tell. This is my story. I'll tell you about me. You will tell me about you. It's the story. Now the Christmas story is just like that. And I tell you what, everybody loves a good story. And all the drama and all the events and all the insights and all the happenings, they're the things that demand our attention. Because they're a story about life as it was, as it is. So the Christmas story is amazing. This drama of a young teenager who discovers she is miraculously pregnant. How will she attempt to deal with that situation? These men, these magi, these astrologers, these philosophers, we call them these wise men who travel from such a distant land, a long way away, in order to discover a newborn king in Israel. Can you imagine or try to imagine all the emotions, all the experiences that they encountered on their journey. Then what about the spectacular effect of seeing angels in the sky and you're just a shepherd out in the fields? Can you get anything more ordinary than shepherds? But they're part of this amazing story. And all of it, it's just like the things that happen to us. So the story of Christmas is amazing. But the story of Christmas, every story has an author. Has somebody who sets it off. Who's responsible. Who gets it going. And of course the incredible thing in the Christmas story is that God does. The beginning is not the decree of Caesar Augustus, who says, I want to tax the people, I want to take more money from them, I want to do this. That's not the beginning of the story. You see? The journey, the 76, 78 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, that is not the beginning of the story. The two persons, Mary and Joseph, they are not the beginning of the story. Nor are the angels. The beginning of the story of Christmas is with the Creator God, who's got a compassionate heart for a rebellious people that he loves so much, and he's finding an answer how he can bring them back to himself. See, the Christmas story is amazing. The Christmas story has this author, this beginner of it all. The Christmas story is action. The storyline, the plot, if you like, is nothing less, how can God get the planet back on track? How can we save the inhabitants of the earth from annihilation and from destruction? How can you change the earth, the world, for all eternity? So the plot introduces us to a tiny baby in a manger stall who becomes the man who gives his life on a cross in order to bring salvation to the world. In the meeting chambers of the United Nations Security Council, there's a huge mural. If you have a chance to see it, if you have a chance to look it up in the library, then I suggest you do so. Because the mural has the theme war and peace. And it's got a whole strata of colours. At the bottom of the mural, all the colours are very sombre. They're very dark. They're meant to depict strife and discord and hatred around our world. But as you start to travel up the mural, the colours get brighter and brighter. And they symbolise a world that's become less hostile and more cooperative. If you come right up to the top of the mural, it's not finished. It's empty. And it's just this idea, a little phrase, that the best is yet to come. They don't know that in the innocuous way they've set out war and peace in the United Nations, they've actually demonstrated the Christmas story. Because it's a love story. Its author is love. God is love. The plot of the story is about love. It's about Jesus' birth. It's about his life. It's about his teaching. It's about his death. It's about his resurrection. And all of it telling us about the wonderful love of God. That Jesus came into the world so we could know once and for all that God is concerned about the way we live. And God is concerned about the way we believe. About the way we're going to die. And God could have told us in a whole variety of ways, of course. And he did. Throughout the pages of the Old Testament, in the lives of those Old Testament saints and prophets, the ones who listened to what the prophets had to say and who responded to God's love and grace and blessing and favor. But then Jesus became the living word. And by his life and by his death and by his resurrection, Jesus did something more than tell you something. He demonstrated God's love in a way we could never deny it. Romans tells us in the most amazing way, Romans 5:8, that God has demonstrated his love for us in that Christ died for us, the just for the unjust. And every move that Jesus made and every miracle he performed, every word he spoke was for this purpose of reconciling a broken world to a living, loving, compassionate God. So the story is amazing. The story has this beginning, has this, its author is God himself. It's a story of action. But the story is an answer. It's an answer for you and for me and for the whole world to find out how we can be in tune with and right with this glorious God. From the manger, there will come the brutality of the cross at Calvary. John wrote a gospel. He starts with the incarnation. He starts with the birth. He starts with what happened in the stable. But he will take you all the way through to the cross. And then he writes another letter. And he says, do you know why Jesus came? And in 1 John 3 and verse 5, he says he came to take away our sins. Read a couple of verses on, verse 8. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Read on, verses are ours. They didn't exist then. And in chapter 4 and verse 4, it's part of this unfolding story he's telling. He said he came to show us the Father's love. What a story it is. Those shepherds, little realized how significant it would be for them and what they projected as an image to. See, shepherds know the sheep, call them by name. John tells us this in chapter 10. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. When we see a crowd, that's exactly what we see. We see a crowd. We see people. We don't see persons. We see people. We see a group of humans. We see faces. We see people. But you know, if I go back to the image of the shepherd, to the shepherd, every face is different. Every face tells a different story. Every face, in effect, is a child. And every child has a name. And the shepherds came to Bethlehem, little knowing that the baby in the manger would become the good, great, and chief shepherd. And I wanted just to set you on home and going on your way to remind you that the good, great, chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, sees you, knows your name, knows you as a person. You're not part of a crowd. You're not part of a... You are a congregation, but you're more than that. You're more than that. You're a person with a name, with a need, with a life story. And this amazing Christmas story is for you and for me. It really is one of great action. And the greatest action for what a story this is when you and I surrender to his claims yield our lives to him and make him our Lord and our Saviour. Go on writing your life story. I hope you have many, many days and many years to be doing that. You will go through all that whole gamut of human experience. And as you do, remember, shepherds in this amazing Christmas story only pointed the way to the one who would be the shepherd who wants to take your hand, knowing you by name, meeting your every need, and blessing you. That's what Acts tells us about Jesus. God sent Jesus to bless us. Isn't that a wonderful little verse? Do you know that? He came to bless you. That's the Christmas story. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ.